The following talk was given by Father John Harden, July 14th through the 18th, 1999, Retreat for Men, sponsored by the Institute on Religious Life, Chicago.
I thought and asked, our Lord, enlighten me. What should this conference be on? The title of this conference is The Virginity of the Blessed Virgin Mary. As we know, chastity in countries like ours is almost a misnomer. Yeah, we know, when God became man, he worked the miracle of being conceived by a virgin mother. We might begin with reading the infallible teaching of the Church, expressed, by the way, by Pope St. Martin the First, date 649 A.D. First, read the definition. If anyone does not acknowledge Mary as really and truly the Mother of God, that she, in the fullness of time, without seed, conceived by the Holy Spirit of God, the Word Himself, the loss of originity, brought him forth after his birth, preserved in virginity, inviolate. I repeat, if anyone does not believe this, the Church declares, let him be anathema. What do we mean when we say that the Mother of God was a virgin? We first mean that she conceived her divine Son miraculously. Mary was a virgin up to the Annunciation, conceived Christ by the supernatural power of the Holy Spirit. How we Catholics need to realize, when God became man, he chose to be conceived by a virgin. Again, we believe that Christ was born without, as the expression goes, rupturing Mary's body. His birth was miraculous. That again is an article of the Catholic faith. Finally, the Church teaches Mary had no carnal relations after giving birth to Jesus Christ. In the words of the infallible teaching of the Church, Mary was a virgin always. Now, some implications of this teaching. There are especially four major implications. First of all, since Christ was the natural Son of God, it was only proper for him to be conceived without a human father. Again, Christ's conception typifies our regeneration according to the Spirit. We must be born spiritually, as the expression goes, born of the Virgin Church. Third implication, Christ is our perfect model, our pattern. He wanted to teach us the value of sacrifice in his mother, would forego the experience of carnal intercourse. The Catholic Church has not wavered in almost 2,000 years in teaching that both Jesus Christ and his mother lived virginal lives. Finally, we believe with the Church that Mary took a vow of virginity to inspire others, even as Christ remained a virgin. So, as Augustine says to the angel making the miraculous conception of Christ possible, Mary, remember, in a dialogue with the angel at the Annunciation, she asked the angel, "You're telling me I'm to be the mother of the Most High. How will that be possible, since I know not man, have no intention of marrying? What is impossible to man is possible to God." Before we go on, let's make sure we appreciate, first of all recognize, and then thank God that the Redeemer of the human race himself lived and died a virgin, that Christ's mother never lost her virginity. In other words, how this needs to be underlined, the Holy Catholic Church was founded by a man. Christ was truly human, who lived and died a virginal life. I assume that most of you are married, but I can tell you this, and the fact of the virginity of both Jesus and Mary should be the inspiration for all of us. God became man by being conceived and born of a virgin. Jesus Christ, truly human, lived a totally virginal life. What is impossible, shall I say, to naked human nature is possible to God. Let me add a few more sentences. We are born into this world, conceived and born, but we are not, dear God, we are not created for this world. We are made for heaven. There will be, infallibly, a limit to the number of children conceived and born, because the number to reach heaven has been determined by God. As the scriptures tell us, in heaven there is neither marriage nor giving in marriage. How we need to believe this, and how I say to live it, because we are living in the most, I mean this, the most sexually, I use this word deliberately, insane society of human history. All of that was by way of introduction. What is the church's teaching? And the constant teaching, what we call the church's magisterium, in the Apostles' Creed, we pray, I believe in Jesus Christ, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary. What's the date of the Apostles' Creed? About 70 A.D. The Nicene Creed says the same thing. The Lateran Council, under Pope St. Martin I, defined, I'll read the definition, if anyone is not, in accordance with the Holy Fathers, acknowledge the Holy, ever-Virgin, and Immaculate Mary, as really and truly the Mother of God, inasmuch as she, in the fullness of time, without human seed, conceived and gave birth to the Son of God, will not the loss of her integrity. She brought him forth after his birth, preserved her virginity inviolate. Anyone who questions this, the church adds, let him be anathema. How we need to believe infallibly that Mary conceived Jesus as a virgin, maintained a virginity all through life on earth, is now in heaven as a virgin Mother of God. As we can expect, there have been by now a flood of errors undermining and denying Mary's virginity. The earliest major heresy when some Jews held that Christ was conceived by adultery. Date of the heresy, middle of the second century. Later on, the ancient, they call themselves the Ebionites. Again, another group called the Gnostics, who claim that Jesus was the natural offspring of Mary and Joseph. Then in the 16th century, with the rise of Protestantism, among the major heresies undermining, denying Mary's virginity, the so-called Anabaptists, all modern liberal Protestants, all rationalists, simply and unqualifiedly deny that Mary was and made a virgin throughout her human life on earth. Over the years, I've taught Protestantism for years. I published several books on Protestantism. Most Protestants do not believe that Mary was and always remained a virgin. Why am I entering this subject? To make clear to all of us that marriage, which not only permits but encourages sexual relations, but only between husband and wife. Let me tell you, I mean what I'm saying, for a Catholic layperson, married or not, to preserve his chastity requires a miracle of grace. Believe me, it is not easy, especially in a sex-preoccupied nation like America, to preserve one's fidelity in marriage, one husband and one wife until death. Then a famous proto-prophecy. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son. They shall call his name Emmanuel. Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14. All good Protestants believe in Mary's virginity. Remember, in the Gospel of Matthew, what was Joseph's dilemma? Not yet formally espoused to Mary. Mary had vowed herself to virginity in her young, tender years. But Mary believed she could and would conceive without carnal intercourse. Remember the problem that Joseph had. What was his problem? He realized that Mary was to have a child, and you not by him. Being a believing Jew, Joseph, remember, what would Mary aside quietly and hiddenly until God sent him an angel and explained to him, don't worry about Mary. She has conceived a child by the miraculous intervention of God. There is not a single father of the church who ever questions Mary's virginity. Before we go on, let me be very clear. In the 16th century, Martin Luther, as we know, a priest for 15 years, lost his faith in the Catholic Church, allowed himself to be used to start what we call Protestantism. Hear it. It was Protestantism introduced into, sadly, not even believing Catholics, one error after another, including the error of questioning and therefore denying Mary's virginity. All the fathers of the church, without exception, teach Mary conceived Jesus as a virgin. Now, why am I going into this subject? I have 10 reasons. I call them 10 implications of Mary's virginity. First implication. Why did Mary conceive and give birth to the Son of God as a virgin? She did so to emphasize Christ's divine generation from the Father. Mary was indeed the mother of God, but we must believe that Jesus Christ did not have a human, only human father. In other words, we must believe that God worked the astounding miracle, having his mother conceive the Son of God as man without human intercourse. Second implication, to show us the operation of divine grace. Before Christ came into the world, and yet that grace, I repeat, grace was given to the world, for Christ was conceived. We must hold that all the grace the human race, the dawn of human history, has received, all the grace comes from God through Jesus Christ. In other words, everything about Jesus Christ is a manifestation of God's grace. I would have liked to give not just Wednesday evening, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday morning, a retreat on divine grace. Over the years, having taught the theology of grace for some 20 years to my own Jesuit, and we call them scholastics, what is grace? Grace is that which comes from God and can do what is humanly impossible. All this needs to be stated, restated, and emphasized. As Catholics, in any time of the world's history, with emphasis in today's world, how we need to believe we have access not only to human power, we have access to divine power called grace. Otherwise, we could not survive as believing Catholics. Hear it. As Catholics, they are expected to do what is impossible for human nature to perform. Only God knows, as I've said before, how many people will be saved. But part of our Catholic faith is to believe we, with God's grace, are capable of doing what is humanly impossible. Third implication. Christ was conceived miraculously without carnal intercourse to manifest the almighty power of God. How we need to believe this. I'm happy to be here. Pleased to see you men coming to make the retreat. Let me tell you, in a short while, less time than any one of us expects, we all die. No exceptions. And the moment we enter eternity, we shall be eternally happy only if we believe that God, only He, does what is humanly impossible. Let me be more clear. To live an authentically Catholic life, we must live a life which is humanly impossible. You are to live a life in today's world. You men, whether you're single or married, live a life of authentic Christian chastity. Live a life of authentic Christian charity. You are to love everyone, including especially those who obviously do not love us. God has given us a share in His almighty power. Manifest, we are saying, His miraculous conception of a Virgin Mother. Fourth implication. Why was Christ conceived by a virgin? To provide a rational foundation for Christ's virginity.